Hello, you're listening to a Zen Studies Society podcast. To learn more about our community of Zen Buddhist practitioners, please visit zenstudies.org.
Please note, the first portion of this Teisho was not recorded. A new version, including the missing text, will be posted and linked below when it becomes available.
What's the matter with you? Or... you're doing fine. Don't worry. It's okay. Of course, we have our preferences. I'd rather have a hug. Get out of here. And he says, how will it be? He says, you're free to hold fast, free to let go. And how will it be when you're not confined to being host or guest? How many of us are in our lives always feeling confined to a role? We may not even realize it, but there's something in there that's like, I don't know if I'm, I don't know if I can play the drums. Yes, you can. That's the answer. So, this now host, now guest, this freedom, this interchangeability is in all of us. To practice Zazen, to really do this work, this arriving at the freedom within. What a wonderful way to live, isn't it? Even a slight glimmer once in a great while, once in a kalpa, okay? That glimmer is the whole of it. Never think, oh, I had that little experience and now it's gone and I'm back to my old life. It's changed you completely. You haven't caught up with it. It's there. It's with you. And you keep coming back, honey. That's it, right? What do they say in the program? Keep coming back. Keep coming back. That's it. Return to one is just another way of saying this. You are one. One in all in one. Keep coming back means right where you are. Be here. Right here. So anyway, this monk is quite extraordinary. Asked, is there anything different from what you find here? He says, nothing different. That's the first test. Nothing different. This, as I read from the platform sutra, just this Buddha Dharma. From the south, from the north, people come. This Dharma is just this. Then Bhupu tests further. Oh, really? Nothing different? If there's nothing different, why don't did you go back there? Get lost. And that's the first step. Now, the monk comes back at him. Your staff has eyes. This is such an interesting statement, isn't it? Your staff has eyes. Everything we touch has awareness. It's eyes. Your staff is not just a piece of wood. It's keenly attuned. And knows if this blow is warranted. Are you sure? Do you know who you are striking? So this monk is pretty amazing, right? To say that to Ukyu. And so what does Ukyu say? Today, I have come across a monk. Such a great feeling. You come here, I meet you. You come into Doksan, we see each other. Each of us has eyes. Eyes. Got a real monk. He's worth my effort. So, connecting, embodying. What does the monk do? I'm out of here. Turns to leave. And what? Ukyu says, I do. Okay, maybe those blows were unfair. Maybe your staff's eyes sees that these were unfair blows. But you know, somebody was still taking them. So the monk turns back, right?
And he says, to my regret, the staff is in your hand. You're the one.
The staff. So, right into the dragon's cave he goes. And Ukyu says, okay then, I'll turn it over to you. He, in turn, dares to lie down in the tiger's mouth, as Engel comments. And sure enough, grabs the staff and hits Ukyu three times. And wow, what a beautiful interchange of guest and host. Host becomes guest, guest becomes host. The original interchange is right there. Engel puts it this way. In the end, the two merge together into one agent, one session of careful investigation. come. Then what? After receiving these three blows, what does Ukyu say? What?
Underestimated him?
No, he comes at him again with the same, earlier he said, unfair blows. Remember, he called after the monk and he said, unfair blows, but still there's somebody taking them. And now the tables turn. And now he has received the blows from the monk, and he says, unfair blows, unfair blows. And this is very funny. What do you think he's talking about? Is he talking about the fact that he struck the monk? And it was his staff saying, no, no, that's unfair, it was too rash? Or is he talking about himself receiving these blows from the monk? And the monk then says, yo, there's someone taking them to Ukyu. So you see the parallel here? They're exchanging their wonderfully humorous energy. This is completely playful and, of course, immensely vigorous. What happens next? After the monk says, still there's someone taking them to Ukyu. Ukyu says, oh yeah, maybe I hit this guy too rashly. Then the monk bows. This is a skillful maneuver where you see it's like jujitsu. How many of you know jujitsu? Instead of assaulting, right, you draw back and your opponent goes crashing down. Each of them are using jujitsu moves. Poisonous bow. Engo says, the only one who doesn't flinch when faced with danger is a person of power. And Ukyu acknowledges the monk's bow, this move of the monk, and says, Osho! Is that how you take your leave? Which is the equivalent of the bow. Oh, is that how you take your leave? And then the monk laughed and went out. And Ukyu ended this wonderful scene of giving and taking, freely being in this role, freely being in that role, saying, that's it. That's it. Or, what might you say? And you were looking for the monk at the end of this.
Well played.
Hmm?
Well played.
Well played. Or?
Thank you.
Thank you. Or?
Nicely done.
Nicely done. Or? whole again. Wow. Indeed, two arrows meeting mid-air. And Sancho's verse is basically an admiration for what has happened. First, he says, easy to call the snakes, hard to make them scatter. You know, snake charmers? We do this all the time in our zazen, getting caught up in all these fantasies. Here they come. And now, okay, you can go now.
I'm a blessing.
Hard to make them scatter. How splendidly they crossed swords, each holding this precious sword awakening. Right? Although the sea is deep, it can instantly evaporate. The cup of stone is hard, but it can crumble away. Meaning that with clarity, with this kind of power that comes from insight, even the sea, even the depths of the sea can evaporate. And even that rock of ages can crumble away. What an impediment. Gone. Old Ukyu, Sechenu says. Old Ukyu, who can equal you? And then giving your stick to another. Well, that's who can equal you, right? Giving your stick to another. How unreasonable, unreasonable. Not a matter of reason. Not a matter of ascertaining, oh, is this going to go well, or will he be able to handle it, or I don't know if I can really trust this situation. No, just immediately. Here. If you have a staff, I will give it to you. And indeed, this book had a staff. So rare, koan, for us to consider in our own lives. And if you're walking around saying, I have no staff, come on and visit me.
This has been a Zen Studies Society podcast. If you found it to be of interest, please consider making a donation by visiting zenstudies.org/donate. Thank you for listening.